Please go ahead. Evan, would you like a quick roll call?
Are we recording yet?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Welcome and happy Monday, everybody, to this meeting of the working group. Because of the relatively short notice, first of all, I appreciate you all coming on this fairly short notice. One of the things I guess we'd like to find out ongoing at the end of the call is whether or not Mondays like this will be okay on an ongoing basis. But we have, some of the basic house cleaning. So, Gisela, take it away with the roll call.
Good morning, good afternoon to everyone. On today's call, we have Evan Leibovich, Rafik Damak, Alex Gakuru, Michaela Nalon, Alan Greenberg, Carlos Aguirre, Richard Tyndall, Sebastian Bachelet, Tijani Benjema will be joining us shortly. From staff, we have Olaf Nordling, Glenn de Saint-Géry, myself, Gisela Gruber-White, and we have apologies from Avery Doria, Cheryl Langdon-Orr, Vanda Scartasini. Thank you. Over to you, Evan.
Okay. So hopefully the agenda is fairly straightforward. We can get through this. I guess the first thing, the update of statements of interest. So I guess, Gisela, would you or somebody else from staff be able to tell us who has yet not sent in their SOIs?
Glenn's dealing with the statements of interest. She is on the call but on the road. So what I suggest is that after the call we will do an update via email on the statements of interest received so far and those still missing.
Okay.
And this is all of what, of course, can the question to those present is whether there are any updates that you want to make vocally on the call.
Or just making sure to everybody on the call, if you haven't sent yours already, please do. You could do like what I've done and essentially ask staff to reuse a statement of interest already submitted to another group because, you know, your conflicts don't significantly change, I think, from one working group to the next. So please, if you haven't, get in those statements of interest. Okay. Next thing is the working group charter approval. In the Adobe Connect room right now, we have a draft charter. And so what I'd like to do is essentially open the floor to comments on this with the intention of officially approving it. So first off, if you haven't read it, please do so quickly. While this is happening, does anyone have any questions or comments?
Not a question on the chart, but whoever has control of the screen, could they make it all visible? I have no scroll bar. Ah, okay.
You
now
should
I
be
have.
Able to scroll it now. Sorry.
Thank you.
Just a little comment that I think you can see it all in... on the screen in Adobe Connect, the charter, because that's only the first part of it, up to and including Objective 5. And just for your information, this is exactly what I sent out following our previous call last week. So there are no changes in relation to that. Just so you know, if you've read that one, you've read this.
Okay. Does anyone have any comments or questions, or especially with things such as the timeline? It does look fairly aggressive, but I think it's something that we can do.
I question the first sentence. It's Alan speaking.
Go ahead.
That it implies our sole purpose is to propose policy recommendations. And certainly part of the possible outcomes are what would generally be called best practices or things like that, that is alternatives the applicants may use, which don't involve ICANN policy, but may address the problem.
So, in other words, you're suggesting changing the term policy recommendations to, let's see.
May I suggest to simplify that, this is Olof, just to delete policy.
That's what I was going to suggest. Because the specific objectives certainly address things that are not policy, so I see no reason to limit it in the lead-in sentence.
Okay. I have no problem with that. Michele, go.
I was going to suggest propose solutions instead of policy recommendations. Possible solutions.
What's your feeling about just scratching the word policy, propose recommendations? Doesn't that imply solutions?
It's a bit weaker, though, isn't it? I mean, a recommendation to me is something very passive, whereas a solution sounds more active. But to be perfectly honest, I don't really have a particularly strong feeling one way or the other, and I'm just going to argue about this on a purely linguistic basis, which is a bit pointless. But, you know,
Yeah, Michele, I think solutions is too strong. If one of the items is go to the large registrars and beg, I don't think that's a solution, but it's a recommendation or registry.
Well, that's fair enough. No, I mean, it was just the suggestion I had to remove policy. I do love the idea of people begging. I do like begging.
So we're going to change this to evaluate and propose recommendations and ways to plead and beg regarding specific support. No. So are you okay with just taking out the word policy and just, or what do you think? I mean, or should we set ourselves a bit of a higher bar and say we want to come out of this with solutions?
I don't think so. I think we're better off restricting ourselves to what we can possibly achieve. I mean, if an ICANN working group is capable of actually achieving the goals it set itself at the outset, that would be a good result. Never mind whether it can actually have some impact on the real world. If it can actually achieve its own goals, that would be good.
Coming out with something good is one thing. Whether or not we get listened to is another. Okay, I get it.
So, Olof here, as you may have noticed, there is a note pod where I can actually draft and modify the text online. I screwed up last time and really got it really mixed up, but I managed to sort it out after the call. But so up in the right-hand corner, you see a notepad with where I just edit online. I can't edit online in... The big screen document, because that's a PDF, but I can't edit the text up here. So I just deleted policy, the proposed recommendations. This is how it goes right now.
Okay. Does anyone on the call have a problem with this? Richard, Glenn, do you have anything to add to this?
Okay.
Looks to me. Going once. Going twice.
It's Alan. I'll just make one quick comment, and it's not a request to change. One of the things discussed in the last meeting was, in fact, somewhat counter to the premises in the original board resolution and the GNSO resolution, saying that the implication in those is that we could not change ICANN policy. That is, we had to adhere to it. The discussion last week went a little bit in the direction saying we shouldn't ignore that completely. That may be something that we need to do. And I note that Objective 4 essentially does... because for one of the objectives, 4 or 5, in fact, does cover that, although that may not have been what it was originally meant. But we are not ruling out changing ICANN policy. to as one of the possible solutions. So I support what we're looking at right now.
There's also issues of interpretation. For instance, what does cost recovery mean? I mean, so the GNSO said it must be based on cost recovery.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm just pointing out that we are not ruling out policy change by what we have.
Understood. Okay, Richard.
Yeah, just on that point, my understanding of our discussion last week on that was that we were looking, so the board resolution and the GNSO require cost recovery. My understanding was that we were sort of tackling that three ways. One way might be that we think that the current fee structure is not in fact cost recovery. It's actually overstated. I think that was one argument made last week. Therefore, my reading of objective two is that one path there would look at areas where the current fee structure is inaccurate, basically.
Right.
So my reading of objective two is that perhaps for a certain type of applicant, we think that the current fee structure is in fact not cost recovery, or in fact we might find for every applicant that the fee structure is not cost recovery either. So my understanding was, and perhaps we could clarify this now, my understanding was that this was not something in objective two where we're saying, well, no, we don't care, you know, what it's cost recovery or not. We still intend to find a way to reduce the fee. That was not my understanding from last week, but rather that we were looking at ways where, in fact, we could demonstrate that, in fact, the fee was not properly cost recovery. So perhaps I've got that wrong, or if not, we could clarify that now.
No, Richard, I think you're exactly right. I mean, what we're doing is we're not going back to GNSO and say cost recovery is a bad idea. We're simply saying that somebody has perhaps interpreted this a bit too broadly. And so it's possible to come back and saying, no, we agree, you know, we're adhering to the policy of cost recovery, but we think it should be interpreted differently. So I think you're exactly right, that we're not inconsistent with that at all. Okay, just to close off this part of it, I don't see or hear from many people that have a problem with the document that Olaf has put up, with the exception of the one word that we have deleted. Everybody okay? Don't forget to go beyond the objectives. Have a look at the milestones and the timeline that's right underneath. It seems a bit on the aggressive side, but it just might be doable. The So is everybody okay? Because if we can move on and there's not a lot of contention on this, we can approve this and move on to other things. Is there any last comments, questions, or clarifications? Carlos, is Carlos on the call? I see him in Adobe. Carlos, do you have something to add, either in Adobe or by voice?
This is Alex. As we wait for the others, just for the record, I do not have Adobe at the moment, but I don't think there is substantive change to the document. So I'm depending on what I'm hearing.
Okay. Alan, go.
Yeah, the date of June 15th for posting a recommendation, I think goes past aggressive and perhaps completely unreasonable. Now, if the group is happy with that, I'm happy to leave it. Posting something that's in a report form by June 15th, which is about 5 weeks away, means we have to start drafting it in a couple of weeks. So I think it's overly aggressive, and posting something may be possible, whether it's really something we could call a draft of the recommendations, I'm not sure. But I'm happy to leave it as a target.
What about the idea of, for the milestone of the 15th, rather than calling it initial recommendation, basically a snapshot of where we are?
I mean,
could I suggest, this is Olaf, that we could soften it up, since recommendation perhaps has a heavy meaning still, for what we can achieve until that deadline. So posting of initial findings.
That's fine. I just note that the 15th is too late to formally discuss it in Brussels. So
formally, yes.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, following the GNSO resolution, we should have something for Brussels.
Yeah.
What about the idea? Is it unreasonable to call it a snapshot? Just saying, here's as of the deadline for submitting something for comment. Here's where we are.
Yes, posting of. What would you like to call it? Would you like to call it a snapshot?
Is that appropriate? Has that term been used before?
No, I think it's unoccupied still.
Okay, Michele, what did you go ahead?
I'm just the thing I'm trying to understand is the DAG. The next version of the DAG contingent on us, or is it just, or are we operating in parallel?
It's my understanding that we're operating in parallel, that if we come up with something, it could be applied after the fact, but that I think we're under very explicit instructions not to do anything that would slow down adoption of the guidebook.
And the guidebook, if I may add, will be posted in time for formal discussions in Brussels. So, I mean, the possibilities of interacting with any results in and having that reflected in DAG version 4, remote, to say the least.
Well, Olaf, it's Michele. The only concern I had was that while the timelines that are set out here may be very, very strict and tight and everything else, something I was just trying to understand was whether anything produced or the lack of anything being produced or anything like that was being viewed by the board/ICANN staff as a reason to delay or hold up or introduce yet another stupid overarching whatever into the entire process.
That is not the intention.
It's not the intention, Michele, but I mean, if we see something that is absolutely insane, must be addressed, and the committee has a strong consensus of that, I don't have a problem with us saying that. I just doubt it's going to happen that way.
No, it's just I'm just trying to understand the dynamics here of the interaction between anything we may or may not do and everything else. I'm just trying to understand that.
I don't know what to tell you. I think right now this is simply a community attempt to try and push back on something that a lot of people in the community see as wrong with the DAG. And of course, it's up to us to come up with something to deal with it. As Olaf says, we're not going to have something in time to directly affect the one that's going to be released before Brussels, but it's my hope that we're going to have an effect on either whatever comes out after that. If we can come out with a very strong consensus from this group that represents a number of stakeholders and get the endorsement of the stakeholder groups that says, you know, there's a certain way of dealing with at least a certain subset of the applications that shouldn't go through this whole thing or need some relief. I think that's something that we can and should get built into a future version of the DAG, but it's not going to happen for the next one. Is that reasonable?
Oh, that's fine. I was just a question. I just wanted to understand where we were, that's all.
Evan, could I get in?
Go ahead.
Having gone through the process on the GNSO, which got this work group approved on that side, and there was what I can only perhaps kindly or refer to as a visceral discussion, I believe that there was a significant part of the GNSO, or at least a part of the GNSO, that if they believed this was going to slow down the GTLD process, or perhaps even attempt to change the GTLD process, we might not have gotten this far. That doesn't mean that if we cannot justify making a change, which I don't think will delay, but that's perhaps out of our control. So I have no problem saying that may come out of it. And I think the wording we have right now covers our various alternatives. So I would say we go ahead with it. I like the term snapshot. The DAG is coming out in 2 weeks or 3 weeks or something like that. Although I'm told DAG is no longer politically correct. It's now just the draft applicant guidebook or something like that.
DAG.
ADG, I think. And that we go ahead with it. We're looking at having our quasi report ready near the beginning of July, or at least sometime in July if we're going to finish it by the 10th of August. That's going to coincide with whatever the end of the comment period is on the applicant guidebook.
Okay.
So I think we're in an interesting timeline. If something comes out of it that has impact on the applicant guidebook, we will say it.
Okay.
It may be accepted or not. So I think I like snapshot. In fact, no one's ever used it. Means there's no set target as to what it includes.
It means we can define it on the fly.
Indeed.
Andrew, go ahead.
Thanks. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, super. First of all, I think that we wouldn't have this as an opportunity, that we wouldn't have been given this responsibility if people weren't okay with the idea that we'd come back with something. So while I'm getting, and I understand everybody's desire not to slow down the process, I think that there was, there's some sort of implicit recognition, at least it's the way I read it, that it's worth having the community comment on all this stuff. In terms of the timeline, I guess a lot of it depends on how we'd like this to be used. I would rather have an earlier snapshot if earlier is more useful, or a later snapshot if it's less useful. So, for example, in terms of what we're going to be tossing into the hat in Brussels, is it firm and fixed that we'll have the opportunity to discuss this, to have some sort of a community meeting? Do we know about this?
I'm certainly hoping we're going to have meeting time. We probably passed all the deadlines from the travel group of who's allowed to book rooms, but I'm sure that, I think Olaf and Gisela said last week that they'd be looking to see if we can be fit in somewhere.
Right.
Certainly it's my intention that anybody from this group that's in Brussels is going to have some time to get to sit down. Heck, if they can't give us official meeting time, then we'll figure out something informal. But
okay.
I think the idea behind saying a snapshot is let's have something which forms the basis of what we're going to do and talk about in Brussels.
No, I agree with you. I guess my thought is a lot of it depends on, what kind of an audience we have. That's all that is. And I think if this is going to be a public thing, then that reads differently to me than if it's going to be largely inputs to a report which will be submitted ex post. If it's going to be a public thing, I think it's even more important for us to get something that we can use to push off of, which is kind of what, if all we do is identify the issues that are out there that we see that are consistently coming up, I think that that's a positive contribution to the community. And I'd just like to see us, I'd like to see us have some sort of a finalized thinking on it. We could work with, even if it's a finalized thinking on only a slice of what we got. That's just my suggestion.
You're absolutely right, and the idea behind using the term snapshot basically says we get to the point where we have to come up with something, and here's where we are right now, wherever that is.
Sure. No, I think that's a well-chosen word. One of my questions is, will we be able to do enough on all of the different areas that we're looking for if we're working on them in parallel, and do we have the time to pull the different work groups together before we have to get ready for Brussels? I'm not sure what the answer is. But.
I'll be able to tell you that after we get past this line item and go to the next bit of the agenda.
Good. Done. I'm off. Thanks.
Olaf, go ahead.
Yeah, two things. First of all, yes, indeed, we've requested with the meeting staff that we get a one-hour slot on Thursday. That's in order to have some kind of public session for this, whatever we have at that point in time, and Thursday during the Brussels meeting. Secondly, I think we should also realize that this is all about what is doable in the short term and perhaps in the long term. I mean, this is not... first of all, I think to split it up in perhaps two aspects. What can be done for the first round? And what is something that should be taken into account for when we have the review of the first round and for the upcoming future rounds? So that's a way to look upon it. I mean, we have some, like, what can we pass through the short 10-item counter at the supermarket, and what is the rest of the baggage that should be taken into consideration for future rounds? That's just so there may be aspects also for more for upcoming rounds that we wish to consider.
Alex, here, may I comment?
Sorry, who's this?
This is Alex. I want to support what Olaf is saying. It's a very good strategic approach to issue that I use, where I split tasks into three categories, what I call immediate, then what I call medium term, and then the long term. So perhaps if we also adopted what can be done immediately and what can be done in the medium term and what can be in the long term, it should help in the strategic approach to the issue. So I quite support what Olaf is saying. So we could identify the quick wins we could actually have and report this can be done immediately. The second phase maybe can be done in the longer term, and the final thing that will be done in the long term. So I do support that approach by Olaf, suggested by Olaf.
Well, I'm going to suggest that if we have our two sort of sub little, our two sub groups that that were proposed, as was proposed last week, that the people who are sort of heading that up will keep that in mind. And as we bring those things together, we seem to have two separate things that we need to work on. And I think both of those have both short-term, medium-term, and long-term issues that we can deal with. But I agree with you. If there's things that we can say short-term and the snapshot that we end up coming up with before Brussels has something actually concrete in it that, that people can get into, then that's all the better. Again, this is going to be, I think, a matter of getting as far as we can, and then essentially, you know, when we get to that part of the timeline, when we get to the 15th of June, see what we have and see what's usable to put out there. What I'd really like to do, I've got Alan and Richard on the queue. I'm going to end it at that because I really at least want to get an approval of this and then move on to substantive stuff. I don't think there seems to be any real disagreement with the document as it is, so after Alan and Richard talk, let's put this one to bed. Alan, go ahead.
Okay. Just a comment that the board resolution, which effectively created us, was different from what we've heard for the last two-plus years, or three-plus years, in that it didn't say, wait for the next round, and then we'll try to do something. So there is no question in my mind that we are looking at short-term things that might help this round. That doesn't preclude us looking at longer-term things in the parallel with it and being ready to jump if we have ideas which apply to a further call for applicants. But it clearly does involve short-term ones, and I don't think we can avoid that part at all. So I'm happy with the wording. Let's go ahead with it.
Oh, and I don't think there's anyone here on this call that actually just wants to come up with stuff that just might be something long-term.
Wasn't saying that. Just affirming that the short-term is mandatory. The long-term is not precluded.
Okay. Richard, you have the last word.
Yeah, just back to the objectives for a sec. I just want to make sure there's not an incongruity that I may be seeing, but perhaps I haven't read them properly. So it seems to me one of the objectives is saying that we've got one of our tasks is to identify the sort of criteria which would sort of indicate the suitability of an applicant to receive some sort of support. So that's one thing that we're looking at. And then another thing we're looking at is, where can we get this support from? Who might be providers of this support? And so my question is, are the objectives and are we dealing with the situation where, in fact, either now or at some point in the future, one of these providers of support might say, well, you know, I've got my own criteria for who I want to support, and they're a little bit different from the ones that you guys came up with. You know, you said that it should be this type of applicant. Well, you know, I also want these additional three criteria in order for me to give my support, you know, to this. So, but do we have the flexibility in here to accommodate the fact that providers might have different views from us on who they might provide support to?
This is Richard. This is Olaf here. I tried to encapsulate that in one of the sentences in the preamble, which says, accordingly, if the recommendations indicate that the preferred solutions are of a voluntary nature, which they, of course, would be in such a situation, we can't force other people to cooperate. The criteria and other provisions arrived at in line with the objectives below will solely serve as advice to the parties concerned. I thought about it, at least.
Yeah, I see that now, and that's certainly the concept that I'm referring to. So certainly in the preamble it's there, I agree with that.
And not only that, but we don't have control over things over which we don't have control. If a third-party sponsor or charitable organization says, well, we're only going to, we will give subsidies to TLDs beginning with the letter R, there's not much we can do about it. But, I mean, we can set out this is what the community believes are the ones deserving of support. And if there ends up being any ICANN-related structures, such as, you know, people commonly talk about a pool of money from auctions and things like that, that if there are things that are done within ICANN, we can basically say these are the community-supported criteria that we think ought to be deserving of money from that pool, if you would. Alan, make it quick.
I mentioned this point early on in the discussion. I think I used the term arrogance of us determining someone else's criteria. The rebuttal was, yes, but we need some measure of understanding who we're talking about in order to have a meaningful discussion. So I think the word criteria is too strong, but I can live with it. We should go ahead.
Okay. Last. Does anyone have any objections to the wording as it has been? There have been two changes proposed, one to change the very first sentence to take out a word, and to change the timeline, the milestone of the 15th from recommendation to snapshot. Does anyone have any specific changes or objections to the charter as it is now put out there? Going once, going twice. Okay, we have consensus. Thank you.
Evan, Olaf here. Just since we are, there are a few people missing, and quite a few, shouldn't we put it up to the list to say that, okay, any objections should be put forward before, and I would say the date is the 12th. Of May, because that's when there is a need for making a motion to the GNSO in order to approve the charter.
Essentially, I agree with you, Olaf. I'd put it even less time. I'd say essentially 24 hours from now.
Okay.
Haven't been able to make the meeting. This has been the result of this call through very thorough discussion and evaluation. If somebody's got a serious change to this, it ought to be made really quickly.
Okay, I'll bring that out in action points. Thank you.
Okay, now in terms of the next part of this, we have a whopping 20 minutes left to discuss, to do the substance discussion. Now, what I was hoping to do was to expand on what we started last week and to try and identify these two subgroups based on, Tony's not here, but based on the discussions we had last week, Cheryl proposed the idea of having two subgroups that would work on two parallel yet fairly meaty issues, one of which is coming out of Objective 2, which is essentially to deal with the issues of, in general, as has been mentioned here, are the prices artificially too high for everyone, or are there ways of saying certain criteria of application may not have the same expense, and so the cost recovery may lead to a lower price. What I'm hoping is that one of our kind people from staff has sort of collected the emails from people who said, I will serve on one or I will serve on the other group, that's going to talk about, you know, categorization and ways of subsidy-based relief. Has anybody been collecting the emails from people who said, I'll serve on one or I'll serve on the other?
I have collected the emails, but I haven't consolidated them. Sorry for that. Didn't really have time in, since I came back only this morning. But anyway, there was also the agreement last week that it be shared on the mailing list, that, well, whatever the working teams, as I think the term was, decide to do, that they have the interchange, their interchange on the working group's mailing list, the overall mailing list. So we don't set up specific working team lists, but the exchange is on that, the list that's visible to all, so people can jump in and jump out as they please. That said, well, the question is, would it be a need for appointing a chair or somebody that's coordinating these efforts from the respective working teams?
Personally, I think that would be a good idea, to find somebody who could at least sort of be the first person to speak at the weekly meeting and say, okay, here's what we've been working on, and here's the progress of where we are so far. Tony seemed like a natural for the group on reducing costs. We didn't have, I think, specific people step forward to want to lead the team on others. I see Alan and Rafiq in the queue. Alan, go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's mandatory that we name someone to lead the groups, and I think it's mandatory that we identify the people who said they want to work on the groups. Being on the main mailing list does not preclude someone else from contributing and both monitoring it and contributing. But if we don't identify a small group of people who say they're the ones who are interested in it, I'm afraid we'll end up coming to every meeting and find out that nothing was done on the list and no one took the bull by the horn, so to speak. So I don't think not having separate mailing lists precludes going through the rest of the process.
Oh, Alan, I'm agreed with you, and part of what I'm trying to accomplish here is to try and identify who those people are.
I wasn't disagreeing with you, Evan. I was disagreeing with what was implied, that we may not need, because we have no mailing list, we may not need the other parts.
Oh, no, we absolutely will. We definitely need a couple of people just to drive this along. Like I say, I'd hope that Tony would make the call, because he was, it seemed like, one of the people most eager to lead the, I'll call it the reduced price component of this. That's exactly what we want to try and do here with the time we have left, is at least identify the people who will be leading those teams. In the queue I have Olaf, then Rafiq, and then Tijani. Olaf, go ahead.
Yes, I promise too, even if it's a little bit belated, to send out the list of the names in the little follow-up message I send after this call. So at least we have the names of the volunteers identified, and I put those on the wiki as well. So that's it.
Is there any? Okay. What I'd like to do maybe is go down the line of this call, the people in this call, to find out if there's people who are interested in participating specifically in one or the other, or just keeping in the general pool of this group. Rafiq, go ahead.
So about having some subtask, we did that in the OSC constituency and stakeholder groups work team, and I think, as Adan said, that we need a leader for each subtask, and that's that it's better to share the information directly in the mailing list, because
at the end, we need also a working group need to review the work from those sub-task work team, and then to avoid this delay in the work. And but I'm not sure if those work teams need a conf call or anything. So.
Okay. All I'm trying to do right now is to identify the people that would be leading these teams, the people to whom, from whom I would be expecting at least an initial report or statement at the top of each weekly meeting. Like I said, there's some people who are involved in this call who can't come in on this call who I thought would be good at this. I'm looking for other people who would like to step forward, either to lead or at very least be part of it. Tijani, go ahead. Tijani, please, it's your turn.
Unmute. I'll just get him to be unmuted. Baba, can you please just make sure that Tijani gets unmuted, please? Tijani?
You know?
Okay. Well, we're
okay. Very good. So I do agree with what Alan said about the list of people who volunteers for this working team or the other one. And we need it because we need them to identify themselves who is the coordinator, who will be the coordinator. And we need a coordinator who is volunteer because otherwise he will not be a good one. So the idea of appointing a coordinator for each group, each working team, is not a good idea, I think.
Well, the only problem we have is that some of the people who are most vocal about some of the choices last week are not on this call. But we need to deal with that. Carlos, go ahead. Is Carlos on mute?
That's why you have meeting view, Evan.
Oh.
Carlos is on mute. He does know how to unmute. Saba, can you please...
Oh, he's off mute now. Go ahead, Carlos. Carlos?
Hi.
Yes, you're here.
Hi.
We can hear
you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. I agree with the previous comments, and I think we need to identify the working group, the work teams members, and start without the work team job without delays, more delays, because I think it's very important to have an initial recommendation before before Brussels meeting, and with some time to translate the recommendation for the other languages. I think it's very important to have an initial recommendation, but I don't know if the work of the work teams in a different mail list, but we need to start now with the job. I think it's very important.
Okay.
You understand?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, that's one of the things that I would like to try and tackle with the remaining time on this call. Andrew, go ahead. You have the last word before we start actually looking for people.
Okay. Well, maybe I'm leading you in the right direction then. I earlier submitted to work on the group that is going to be aimed at the who are we trying to assist and how are we trying to assist them. Although, like a couple of other people, I have an interest in both. You know, just very interested in both. I'm not sure, and I'm not sure it makes sense based on the number of people who aren't on this call to call the question as to who's going to be leading these groups. Part of it depends on how many people we're going to be And part of it depends on what exactly we're going to be looking to pull out of this so that everybody knows what their time commitment might be, which is one of the things that would keep me from volunteering. So I don't know, Evan, maybe an interim solution would be to have somebody from staff help us to organize the first call, and just so that there's something, you know, so that we move the process forward. We've done this in the past in other organizations. It seems to work. It's just to get the thing going right away
Let me ask then, Andrew, would you be interested, at least in the interim, of sort of being one of the persons who is the, shall we say, torchbearer for the working team on the, I'll call it criteria and subsidy team?
Here's my thing. I run a small firm, so the logistics is what gets me. If we can find time, I'm happy to be on the calls, and I'm happy to help with the organization and even to help with some of the framing. The logistics of it I just don't have the bandwidth for right now. And a lot of it will depend between now and then. It looks like I will be in a place where I can dial in. There may be a couple times when I can't, but I'm happy to. Like I said, if there are two or three people who are responsible for this, that's why it depends, honestly, Evan, on how many people are in the group and what exactly we're looking to get out of it. And then I can tell you if I can do it or not. And if not, I will be as active a participant as I can be.
My gut instinct right now says that what I'm looking for from these people are essentially somebody to make sure that those particular issues do get addressed and they don't fall asleep on them between the calls. That's my main intention with these two separate subtopics. Is simply somebody to make sure that if some objectives are being laid down, that at least there's some moving forward on them.
Well, I guess one of the questions, maybe this is a practical question, if you don't mind my diving into this a tiny bit. What's the best way for us to get these sub issues to be taken care of? Are these going to be on email? Are these going to be are we going to try and get conference calls for the group of two or three or four or however many people want to talk about this? What does the community have in its mind? Because that will help us to be efficient in this.
It's my understanding from the conversations that we've had so far that there is a desire not to have explicit conference calls or separate mailing lists, that this is in the overall main mailing list, but that the people that are driving this forward are actively participating in making sure that their particular corner of the issue gets dealt with.
Okay.
Is that
my biggest fear was the time commitment and the idea that we get more people on more calls, which I don't think is too realistic. So if there is another person who is willing to do it with me, I'm happy to volunteer to be part of this.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's pencil it down and Olaf, I've got you next on the queue, but I guess one of the things we're going to ask for staff is to help us track who's involved in what, and from amongst those groups, try and find people who are prepared to be, if not a leader, then let's just call it a driver of these issues. Olaf, go
Fair
ahead.
Enough.
Or coordinator. I think that was a term that was used by somebody. I kind of like it. And also, I would like to raise a little flag for the possibility of using the wiki. There is space to work on proposed texts and such if you don't want to exclusively use email, for example. You can also use the wiki to develop text and add it at your heart's delight.
And in fact, these sub-teams can create their own wiki pages if they want a little private area to do some wordsmithing or discussion within the confines of the specific issue before bringing it back to the entire group. That's totally within the realm. But the fact would remain that it would all still be public and visible by everybody on the list. Okay. Andrew, you've still got your hand up. Did you want to say something else?
No, I'm sorry. I must not have figured out how to turn it off. My apologies.
Okay. Tijani, go ahead.
Yes. I think that no separate mailing list, no separate call. We have to work between two calls, through emails, and through the wiki page. It's the best way. And I think that why we need the coordinator, we need at least something proposed to work on. So if there is no coordinator, I will try to submit something to start. But I really want that we get the name of the work team so that we can choose try to find a coordinator.
Okay, and from what I've heard from Andrew, to try and spread the load a bit, even if we have more than one coordinator in each group, that will work fine. So what I'm going to ask, I'm going to close off that particular discussion now. What I'm looking for right now is names. We only have a few minutes left on the call. I'd like to try and to nail this down and get a couple of people. We only need one or two. We have two separate teams, one of which is going to be concentrating on identifying criteria and then possible methods of subsidy. The other team is going to be identifying ways of lowering the cost for some or all participants. We need some people for those. Tony last week was an advocate, and clearly I think he would be one of the better coordinators for the lowered price group. And Andrew has put himself forward as one of, but not necessarily the only coordinator for the criteria and subsidy team for expediency. Would anyone here like to put their name forward to assist in coordination of either of these groups? Right now, that's what I'm asking here. Would anyone here like to put their name forward as helping to coordinate one of those two particular subtasks?
Evan, I don't see how we can have two coordinators. We need only one to coordinate. It is not. I am not talking about submitting. Language, I am talking about coordination.
If the workload isn't that high, essentially we're just looking for somebody to follow things and making sure that something happens and lighting the fire if it doesn't. Andrew, are you okay with that?
I'm gonna push back. I'm not sure that I would agree. If the primary function is administrative, then I'm probably not the right guy for it. If the primary function is aimed at actually keeping the conversation going, then I'd be happy to do it. I think that having two people, given that everybody is busy, they've got, lots going on, I don't see any downside to having a couple of people. When you get more than a couple of people, I think it becomes difficult to draw together your findings. My understanding, Evan, is that the idea behind this would be that the person who is doing this both seeds the conversation in terms of keeping it going, but also is someone who is kind of follow it, and then prior to our next call would pull together a small amount of notes about here's where we are. Am I understanding correctly?
As far as I'm concerned, perfectly.
Evan, can
okay.
I get in?
So if that's the case, then I think having two people is probably a benefit. No one knows what their week is going to look like, and neither do I. So I figure to have a little bit of extra help makes it more likely that I will get you what you want, and vice versa.
Well, look at the situation for chair. Avery couldn't do it, and so we've been able to share the load. And
exactly, is a perfect example. I don't see any downside to it, is my point. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to stress again. Right now, what I'm looking for is names of people who are interested. If anyone wants to raise your hand or speak and say, I would like to be involved with one of these teams in helping to move it forward, please speak up now. Alan, you've got your hand up. I hope it's for one. It's for that purpose.
It's not. It's been up for the last 5 or 6 minutes. I just wanted to point out that I think it's mandatory to have each group have a leader, regardless of what you call it. It's someone who, if nothing else, is the one who feels guilty prior to the call that we haven't done anything. I agree. Andrew, I think, has it exactly right. But I originally put my hand up to make a statement saying don't preclude special conference calls for that subgroup. Two or three people in a call for a half an hour can be amazingly productive, far more so than trying to trade many email messages. So I'm not saying you have to have calls, but don't preclude them. That was what I was trying to say.
We won't preclude them, and we won't make them private, but if they're necessary and they'll happen, that's fine.
That's fine. Regarding volunteering, I am just overcommitted right now. To put my name onto something else would guarantee I don't meet the objective. I will be
we'll be watching and contributing when appropriate.
Okay. We are 1 hour into the call. I'd like to try and deal with the rest as quickly as possible. Is anyone on this call, besides Andrew, who has already spoken up, is anyone here interested in being a coordinator for one of those two special interests? Okay. We may not have the luxury of having multiple coordinators. All right. So what I have right now is I have Andrew, who's expressed his interest right now for the criteria and subsidy group, and Tony last week was very interested in being involved in the reduced price cost recovery group. So we've got those two names. Olaf, if we could put something out on the mailing list that calls for some other people. If we can capture what Andrew had said about the definition of this, I think that would be helpful. I think all we're really looking for is one more person for each of these two groups just to help share the load. If we can do that, I think we'll have accomplished a good bit.
I'll take care of that.
Is anyone here opposed to that way of proceeding? Okay. All right, so we've got that done. We've got two people at least, and all right, and the objective's approved. Any other business? Does anybody want to raise something at this time that has not been raised that should? So going once, going twice. Okay. Well, if that's the case, then 3 minutes after the hour, I guess we've accomplished what we've set out for this call, and I guess that's about it. Does anyone on this call have a problem with Mondays at this time? If we know it ahead of time, we can start to do agendas and a bit better planning. Does anyone here have a – oh, okay, sorry, I see in the chat Carlos has indicated his interest to be involved in the who and what, in the criteria and the criterion subsidy group. So, Andrew, you've got company.
Terrific.
So it's you and Carlos. Now we just need to find assistance for Tony and the other group. Okay, so does anyone here have a problem with doing this particular time each week for 1 hour? Rafiq, go ahead.
Just I have another working group just after this one, so I'm not sure that it can be easy every time.
Then it's just up to us to make sure that we keep our calls neat and tidy and end as close to the hour as we can, which is what I'm trying to do.
Okay.
Okay.
Evan, can I ask one favor? As we get these two little subgroups going, is there anything that we need to get us started? Maybe if Olaf has a conglomerate of what we've already discussed on each of these topics to get going with. I'm just trying to get us leaning forward in this first week.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you Olaf and why don't you Carlos, Olaf, and I just go offline a little bit, come up with a couple of frames of reference, and then go from there.
That sounds fine. I'm just about to leave for most of the day meeting, so I wanted to, if there's anything we need to put in place, soon is better.
We'll take it off
my
email.
Add that if you go to the wiki, you'll find that papers and links are available under the two headings for the two working teams. Huh?
Oh, there you go. Olaf, you've been...
Some things there already.
Okay. So, but I guess my thought is only this. I'm not trying to keep us on the line.
No, no.
My thought is only this, is that there are two things that we need. One is access to background data, but the other one is some relatively narrow framework that we can start the conversation off of. Maybe it would be worthwhile to re-forward the links to the wiki, but also for us to come up with some sort of a short agenda of the week or something like that. You know what I mean? Just give people a little bit of focus.
Well, now that you've got friends, you and Carlos can basically go offline by email and just decide for yourselves what you think are your best short-term reference.
Okay. Good enough.
Okay. On that note, since nobody seems to have any other business. If that's the case, we're 6 past the hour, and unless I hear otherwise, this call is done.
Thank you very much, Evan.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.